This is According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell, McPherson Sports Talk Show.
I'm not a huge Beyonce fan.
I don't really know her music that much, except when I was a boy or something.
Listen Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Sheebrick with a pass left corner, had open three for the tie. Good! Wiley had knocked down a three!
According to Jim, is your home for the McPherson Bullpup.
Pyle dribbling in and a one-handed jam! This place is rocking! And Pyle with 15 as he slams it down with authority!
Everything happening in the sports world.
Could be another one.
Here comes Jake with a left-handed jam! T-boy, we're rolling here at the lineup!
And even some things not happening in the sports world.
Steve has a great feel for Lifetime movies, despite 5 minutes ago saying, I don't know what Lifetime movies are.
Now it's time for According to Jim. Here's Jim Joyner and Steve Sell.
Let's do this thing. Another edition of According to Jim right here on 96.7 FM KBBE. Or for those of you listening online, worldwide at midkansasonline.com. I'm Jim Joyner. Joining me as always, the man in yellow.
Canary.
The sunshine of your life, Mr. Steve Sell. Steve, we had a fun show and a fun week last week when we were joined in studio by Mr. and Mrs. Basketball in the state of Kansas. She's not Mrs. yet. It'll be a while before Taylor's Mrs. Basketball, but joining us in studio today, another former Bullpup.
It's hard to say.
It's weird to say that at this point.
I was writing that for our promo to put on the website that our guest was going to be on today. And when I put former, it just didn't sound right.
He's an All-State basketball player, a two-time All-State basketball player, Mason Alexander. Mason, good to have you in here today, man.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
I asked Taylor and Ben last week, well, what have you been up to since the end of basketball season? What have you been up to since the end of the school year? And Ben said he's been playing a lot of Fortnite.
Are
you a Fortnite guy?
I am.
Are you better than Ben?
Probably not.
Because what? He said nobody's
okay,
better than
tell
him.
Me what Fortnite is. I have no clue.
It's a video
is
game.
It like, oh, I thought it was like Snapchat.
No, it's a video game. Okay. It's kind of, I think you start with like 100 people. Yeah. And you all
so like Dungeons
guns.
And Dragons?
It's not quite sci-fi.
My nephew used to play Dungeons and Dragons, I know.
I could see you being a big Dungeons and Dragons guy, but you've got good Fortnite game?
Yeah, pretty good.
We'll have to...
Do you play against somebody?
You play against
like a lot of other people. It's online.
Yeah.
Ah, geez.
So they all log on to their different PlayStations Xbox.
It's way over my head then.
Steve isn't really familiar with the concept of Netflix. So this is another few steps ahead.
Yeah.
But I think he could figure it out.
I'll bet my nephew plays this like crazy.
I bet he does. Well, Mason, I rattled off all of Ben's accolades. I rattled off all of Taylor's accolades. I'm going to rattle off some of yours. Number one, you're a one-time state champion, a two-time state runner-up, a three-time McPherson Invitational champion, two-time first-team All-State in 4A1, once a first team, which was this past year, once a second team, a two-time league first team all-league performer. Pretty good Bullpup career. The question I've got to ask for you, where do you rank in your family of Alexanders at McPherson High Basketball? I think we've said there were like 17 piles. There's a pretty good run of Alexanders, too. Where
I'm
do you
sure
think
Mark
you are in that
Mark
list?
Mark Heidebreck will be calling us.
Yeah, he'll text me. Yeah. Where do you rank in the Alexander royalty?
Probably, I don't know, with my dad and his brothers. You know, they had pretty good careers as well. So I'd probably put myself probably right even or under them.
How do you think you would do against your dad one-on-one? Your dad in his
with
prime.
With him in the prime?
Yeah.
Shoot, he was 6'4 and athletic.
He was long.
He was long, too.
He had long arms.
He was really long. I don't know. I think it'd be close because maybe I'd be better than him in the skill set wise, but he'd probably out athletic me and probably end up getting.
How would you do against Josh? Because Josh was a physical guy.
Josh still gives me fits today. You know, he plays. he's trying to play pickup with us, you know, Sunday nights. But Josh is unbelievable. I probably would not handle that well at with him in his prime.
I looked up some of your dad's stats. So he had you in terms of points and games.
Yeah.
Points because he played in a few more games. You were at 10 points a game. He was at 11, so you're right there with him.
Right.
Now, you or a better three-point shooter. I think you made 42 threes this year, and he only made 30 in his career. Yeah. So I think you've got that edge on him. Plus, the next time that he tries to tell you about assist and say, man, back in my day, I was such a great passer, just remind him that you had 242 assists while he had 184. So just remind Todd, say, hey, I was the point guard, I was the passer. So you think you and Todd, you could take him down one-on-one?
Maybe. I think I could. Okay. He probably thinks he'd beat me.
I think he thinks that he would beat you. Well, Mason, you've had a very good career. We had Ben in here, the leading scorer, but you were right alongside with Ben throughout this run, which I think it makes it a little bit easier to understand that you're not going to be the leading scorer because Ben is a pretty good scorer. But what was it about playing with a really good player like Ben that not only made you better, but made the team better? Because I think you two were a really good combination.
Yeah. You know, as far as you said my assist numbers, well, it was pretty easy to have assists when you have great players around you, like Ben, you know, hitting the three ball, or Jake hitting the three ball as well. And, you know, we just run together so well. It was a blast to be able to have him by my side throughout my time here.
And for people that follow McPherson High basketball, they know that as a freshman, you played a lot of the minutes with Ben and some of the other guys on a state championship undefeated team.
Right.
What was it about playing as a freshman that helped you grow as a player and being around some of those really good players that knew what it was like to win a state championship? How much did that help you going forward?
It was great, you know, just realizing how hard those guys work in practice every day. And with Ben and I being freshmen and having, like, Kyler, Peyton, Drew, Spencer, you know, all those guys just kind of, you know, basically show us the ropes, like, you know, you guys are next. Like, you got to continue this. And it was awesome to have them
around. And just think how deep a team that was, you know, with the guys that Mason rattled off, the seniors on the team, then him and Ben coming off the bench. I mean, that's a pretty seven-deep team right there.
And plus, Drew Pyle, who wasn't even a senior on that team. So there were two different Mr. Basketballs, about eight different future All-State players on those teams. It made make sense why they were undefeated state champion.
And that team had such great chemistry, too. I'm sure Mason can allude to that. Everybody was always on the same page. And, you know, it was interesting. At times, Coach Kinnaman could just almost sit back and enjoy watching these guys play because, you know, the seniors on the team that year had played together kind of like this year's seniors. They'd been together so long that, you know, they were like having five coaches on the floor.
Mason, I wanted to ask you about your sophomore year and going to Sunrise Christian Academy. What did you learn in that year away from here that helped you move forward and be really good as a junior and senior? What was that second year in high school for you like?
It was an unbelievable experience going to Wichita and being on my
own. Long drive.
Yeah. And, I mean, it just taught me to grow as a player, academically, physically, knowing that, you know, your limits are further than you think. And just growing as a player, I mean, it helped me out a ton. It just made me, you know, it just made me push through everything. It was great.
And there were a lot of really good players that have come out of that school over the last few years. Were you there when the guy that plays at Purdue was there? I can't think of his name.
Matt Harms. Yes. Matt Harms, one of my good friends. Yes, I was there.
He's got some good hair. They talked about that a lot during the NCAA tournament. Yeah. And he was the one that landed on the floor and busted up his elbow. Yeah, there were some really good players that have come through there. I saw Buddy Hield when he was there, when he was in high school, because he was a year older than me. So you go to Sunrise for a year, you come back to McPherson. What was it that made you want to come back?
I just wanted to be home. You know, I just felt away from it, and I missed it. I did. And I wanted to be back playing in the Roundhouse with all my friends, and I think it was a great decision to come back.
And when people look back to your junior year, and one of the things that we've talked about with Coach Kinnaman a lot, Steve and I have, is the beginning of that junior year, things didn't quite click at first. There was a loss to Derby in there. There was a bad loss to Bishop Miege at home.
Yep.
There was a loss to Andover, I believe, in that mix at Andover. There was a loss to Andale, where you guys started off the year, if I remember right, 6-4.
6-4.
And then everything clicked. And Ben talked about it the other day when he was on the show, that you guys had a meeting with Jace's dad, Josh,
yep.
and regrouped as a team. But what was it about that second half of the season, the run through the McPherson Invitational, the run through Substate, getting back to the state championship game, what was it about that team and the way you guys were playing that really clicked that wasn't there at the beginning?
I think it was our chemistry. You know, being new, we didn't have any seniors. I mean, we had one, but throughout the year, we just had to pull it together. We just had to become, you know, what we're known for today, playing together and our chemistry. And that meeting really helped us kind of, like, get us back on track. You know, Josh saw something in us that, you know, we just weren't playing how we used to.
Well, Josh had played on a state championship team.
And that's right.
He knew what it took. He'd watch you guys play, you know, throughout your careers. He knew you were better than what was being, you know, what you were producing on the court. And, boy, once you guys really winning the tournament that year, that really turned things yeah. around. And then you just took off on just a crazy wild streak, made it all the way, you know, to the state finals. And really, that was one of the real great turnaround seasons. You don't see a team go 6-4 and end up 20-5. That just doesn't happen very often.
We're joined in studio today by former Bullpup now and the All-State basketball player Mason Alexander. Later on in the show, I want to talk about the back half of the senior season and as well as the recruiting process for you to go to William Jewell, where you'll be playing for the Cardinals next year. But I want to start here talking about the beginning of this past season. The summer leading up to it, there were a lot of expectations, a lot of hype put around it, probably a lot from the guy sitting over there in the yellow shirt, posting things in magazines and talking about the year of the Bullpups. But I think the thing that everybody was so excited about was that this was a senior veteran group that had played together for a long time. How much fun was it getting ready for this season and getting into the season when you guys knew every time that you were getting onto the floor, you were the best team out there and that you guys were like brothers? Did that make it just a ton of fun to play?
Oh, yeah. It was a blast. I mean, looking forward to every game on Tuesdays and Friday nights. I mean, it was one of the best times of my life, you know, going through that basketball season with all my guys, as you said, basically my brothers. And it was unforgettable.
There are a lot of teams that and we talked about this with Ben too, there are a lot of teams that when you get to the beginning of the season, you've got to run through plays, you've got to figure out the lineup that mixes correctly, you've got to work through everything for the first couple of weeks. I wouldn't watch you guys practice a lot through that stretch. There was not a whole lot of regrouping and trying to figure things out. It was pretty much like you took the exact same team from March 15th of that year and said, all right, we know everything. First day of practice, it's a real practice. And I think right. that is something that gave you guys a real advantage, especially with the football guys missing 3 or 4, or I guess probably 2 or 3 weeks in between getting from football to basketball, that you guys didn't miss a beat. And I think part of that is the seniors like you, as well as Ben, as well as Jake Alexander, your cousin, that you three who didn't play football could step right in and know exactly what was going on, because you three had a really good connection
yeah.
this past year and the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Did you ever miss football? Because Jim doesn't know this, but Mason was quite the
I've
quarterback.
I've heard the rumors.
Quite yeah. the quarterback in his younger days. Lefty, could really throw the ball. Did you ever miss football at all?
Oh, yeah, I missed it a ton.
You know, Josh always says he missed it too.
Yeah. You know, if I could go back to August of my senior year, I would definitely have played. And that was one decision that I would go back on. And, you know, because I missed it up there watching in the stands. And it was hard to watch.
And it had to be fun to watch that team. Your cousin was just a pile driver on defense and, you know, talking trash and getting in guys' faces. But, again, that football team was like your basketball team, senior dominated. Right. And they were a band of brothers. And Jim and I went out to practice today. There is definitely a different feel at practice this year because that team last year was so veteran, so experienced that the first day of practice, Coach Pab didn't have to do a whole lot of new, you know, teaching. You know, those guys all
said, all right, Jace, all right, Colin Gearing.
Yeah, you remember
our defense, what to do.
You had 7 guys back. Most of them had been starting. This was their 3rd year to start on defense, so they pretty much knew what to do. But definitely a different feel at practice this year. There was a lot of teaching going on that we watched today. Practice was not moving at the same pace that you're accustomed to.
Were there a few times during the year in basketball when your cousin Jace would knock somebody out on a guy coming across the middle where you'd have to pick him up and say, dude, take it easy?
I remember there was one time playing Buehler at home, and Smyers had a breakaway layup, and we know we kind of had a secret rule between us, you know, we're not letting him dunk in this game. And so he hustled down there, and he fouled him pretty hard.
Yeah.
And that was one of those times where we kind of grabbed him and were like, you know, it's not first and 10 yet. But, you know, he was great to play with, such a competitor.
Let's take our first break, and when we come back, I want to talk about this past season, your senior season, leading up to the state championship game against Bishop Miege and everything else that's coming up for you in the future. We're joined in studio today by former Bullpup Mason Alexander, and we're back after this. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union and Farmer State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Back on this afternoon's According to Jim, 96.7 FM KBBE. I know a lot of people will be downloading this episode and listening to it on podcast at soundcloud.com/KBBE Sports, as we are joined in studio today by former Bullpup All-Stater Mason Alexander. Mason, we talked a little bit in our last segment about the lead up to your senior year, getting ready for this past season, because there were a lot of people, like the guy in yellow next to me, that was saying it's state championship game or bust, and a date with Bishop Miege again likely. This was a really fun team to watch in terms of that mindset, because you guys knew you were very good, but everybody else knew you were very good too. And I think it was the perfect start to the year that in Game 3, you guys go up to Kansas City and take on Bishop Miege, the team that the fourth last game that you had played on the floor knocked you out in the state title game. That game was a clash of the titans.
And it came off a big win over Derby.
Right.
Because yeah. Derby, you know, it had an influx of transfers. Tyler Brown from Valley Center, who was the state's leading scorer the year before, got a good win over Derby, and that really set up the Miege game, I thought.
And I don't know what your thoughts are exactly, but I thought you guys really might have played better in that first game against Bishop Miege, that it was pretty even between Jeremiah and Ben in terms of the battle down low. I thought that you guys had outplayed them from the guard position, but that was just such a back-and-forth test early on in the season. What were you guys talking about as a team going into that game, and what were you thinking walking off the floor in Kansas City?
And going into the game, we were just treating it as just another game. Of course, it was hard not to just kind of in your own head. You're like, you know, this is Miege. This is, you know, we expect to see them in March again. But, you know, coming off the floor, you know, we had them. And that was our mindset. Like they're scared now because, you know, last year they came into our place ugly. It was ugly, you know. That was the beginning of our season junior year. But, you know, that was one game that I'll never forget. It was an awesome atmosphere, and playing against Miege is always fun.
I still think that Ben shot at the free throw line at the end, I still, as I rewatch it, I still think it's going
in. It's going to go in, yeah.
You threw the baseball pass on that one,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. That's why you would have been a pretty good quarterback.
And the thing is, we were up how many in the third quarter? Didn't we get up about five or six?
I was thinking five or six.
Yeah, we were up in the third quarter, and you know, in both games with Miege, you know, we've showed that we go toe-to-toe with them. There's no doubt. The Lopes kid always seems to,
always,
I don't know, he doesn't
nowhere.
Do that to other people, but I think he just gets up for McPherson. But actually in the state tournament, I thought we did a pretty good job on him.
Yeah.
But, you know, they had some other guys step up, and again, they had the size advantage. That was the one advantage they had. We might have had the skill set advantage, but there's, you know, that you can't beat size sometimes.
And as you guys went on from that game, you went into the winter break with just one loss. You come out, you beat Buehler, you go on the road and beat Circle. Then the game, and then you beat Augusta. Then the game that I thought was a really fun one was the Andale game, where if you like scoring, that was not the game to watch because it ended up 36-34. But the thing that I really like about your game, Mason, is that you're not afraid to shoot and you're not afraid to have the ball in your hands in the big moment. And you guys have been tied with Andale. You had to hold on to the ball for about the last minute and a half because if you didn't, Andale was going to.
Exactly.
And you stepped up and knocked down the game-winning jumper, which I still am almost 100% positive was a three.
It was.
But it was ruled a two. That's the thing I really like about your game is that you're not afraid to shoot. What were you thinking in that moment getting ready for the buzzer-beating shot?
When I had the ball in my hands at half court, you know, just kind of analyzing the defense. And, you know, the play was fist that we had, and coach wanted me to get it to the basket, if not kick out if I was stopped. And, you know, as the time winded down, I'm like, I actually thought about, you know, this is what I've, you know, almost dreamed about when I was a little kid, you know, getting a game winner. And as I dribbled to my left and crossed to my right, and then I saw the double team coming, I had no other choice but to shoot it. And once I let it go, I just knew there's no way it wasn't going to go.
And that game was frustrating from a standpoint. I think if you look at the talent on both teams, if Andale, you know, tries to play up-tempo basketball like we played, they weren't going to stay in the game. So they had to slow the game down. Mm-hmm. And that really, though, was beneficial for you guys in the long run because it showed, you know, you could grind one out. That was a grind-it-out 36-34, one of those old-fashioned games, you know, when the peach basket was around but in my day. But anyway, it showed that you could play at a fast tempo and beat a really, really good team at a slow tempo because Andale really was a good team, very physical, had a couple real nice shooters.
The other game that I really enjoyed, because the month of February, let's face it, you guys knew every time you walked on the floor that you were the better team. Yeah. The game I really enjoyed was the Shawnee Mission East game. And that was one that showed not only are you guys really good, but you're really tough. Because you didn't have Jake Alexander for that game. He had rolled his ankle.
Yep.
And you and Ben had to take over that game in the fourth quarter because you guys were down, if I remember, like 9 entering the fourth quarter, maybe 7. And you got into one of those hot streaks where, you know, when you touch the ball, that you're shooting. And there was one call that we were making, and Steve said, "Watch out, Mason's going to try to hit a three." And you pumped, stepped in, and made a long two. It was one of those nights that you were kind of feeling it. That weekend, I think, showed how tough you guys were going up against a Shawnee Mission East team that was very good through the Sunflower League and a Bishop Carroll team that went on to win a state championship. I think you guys will look back in a few years and realize how fun that weekend was. And I don't know what you were feeling as the roundhouse was jumping, but that might have been one of the loudest it's been in a long time that weekend.
Yep.
That was a pretty fun run for you guys. You get through the month of February. You know what's coming next. State tournament, sub-state first. Hayes, weren't that worried. Bueller, it was a scary team because you all know them so well.
Yeah.
And they know you so well.
It's always hard to beat someone a third time. You know, it doesn't matter.
And you've played against those guys for
ever,
ever and ever. They knew who the ball was going to go to.
They
knew our plays probably. They knew hairpiece.
They knew almost everything.
Yeah. I mean, you play a team that many times, you know, the jargon from the bench, you know, when Coach Kinnaman calls out hairpiece or fist or I don't know what he always had some strange names for some of his plays. I don't know what he had. But anyway, they knew what was coming. And, you know, they had a good big guy. As much as Dalton Smyers, you know.
You guys are great friends.
Yeah, great. Give him credit. He's a good athlete, good jumper. The Browns, you know, they play hard. They're football players playing basketball.
Exactly.
And then who was it? Schrog, the three-point shooter, who just never seemed to be able to find it against us, but they were a good basketball team. But I thought mentally, you guys were so much stronger than them. And there was always this fear, you know, you'd beaten them, 24 years? You know, it'd been like 24 years since they'd beaten you. Is this the time? But you were on your home court, and really, you took over that game when the technical foul occurred.
Mm-hmm.
I think you knew. They started sniping a little bit at each other. I think you knew then it was going to be your game.
Yeah.
There might have been a lob to the rim for Ben from you. You guys got pretty good at that. A
few of those.
Is that something that you guys had to practice? Or was it just more of a feel thing? It helps that he's a pretty good jumper.
Yeah, it does. It's just more of a feel. You know, always knowing where he's going to be and knowing that he's going to jump. And sometimes when people think I'm shooting it to the rim and he just goes and dunks it, and it was great.
And people knew about you and Ben and Jake, but boy, Drew Labert, where would you been without Drew and Thomas? God. I mean, as a player on that team, maybe the casual
and Jace.
And Jace.
Yeah,
The casual fan may not see it, but you guys knew how important those
guys
were.
Exactly. Those guys are just as important as, you know, anyone else on the team. Just because they're what they do may not show up in the stat book, but I'm sure they need to start taking charges down as a stat. I'm sure Drew would
just change the charge stat to Labertoo. Just yeah. you drew a Labertoo, you know.
Yeah.
Well, as you guys got to the state tournament, you open up with a win against Spring Hill. They slopped up the game a little bit and made it a little ugly.
Yeah.
You win there. You beat Ark City in a game that they played really close.
They played
and,
well.
And going into the fourth quarter, that game was close. Jace hit a three to go into the fourth quarter. But you knew that lurking over on the other side of the bracket was Bishop Miege. What was going through you guys in terms of right before you walk out on the floor for the state championship game? You had just watched the girls come back with a crazy win. Were you guys sitting there going, look, we're going to do this too?
Yeah, that's exactly what we were thinking. You know, the girls had a great game. It was awesome to watch. And we were thinking, you know, it's just our turn now. The girls will basically switch positions, and the girls will go watch. And we were excited. It definitely pumped us up to get ready for that game.
First half, you guys were in control, I believe, up 11 at the half or 9?
11, yep.
And you get into the third quarter, and Miege starts to get some answers. They come back, take the lead. And then you had to take over that game in the fourth quarter to try and rally everybody back. There was a moment where I think you guys were down 2. Might have been down 3, and you made a shot. That it looked like, even without Ben in the game, he had fouled out.
Right.
It looked like you guys were going to have a chance to make a spectacular comeback like the one you just watched. Walk us through the last minutes of that game and what you guys were thinking, what needed to happen, and what you were thinking with the ball in your hands.
We just needed to step on the gas pedal. I mean, we kind of let off in the beginning of the third quarter. As I heard Ben said, I totally agree with him. We just needed to keep running and running. But at that moment, it was almost desperation because, I mean, final 2 minutes, we just got to go. And we didn't need as many points as possible and as many stops as possible. And then when Ben fouled out, it just kind of dropped everybody's spirits. He's, you know, one of our best player, you know. And it was hard. It was tough.
But it was a really fun season. Unfortunately, it ended the same way the last 3 had ended. But I think that you guys, maybe not here shortly, but in 5, 10 years, when you think back to this team and this run, I think you're going to think back to it with a lot of happy thoughts, a lot of fun that you guys had, because if you take away just 2 losses to the same team, this was about as perfect of a season as there could have been.
And not many guys get to play in the state championship game every year of their career.
Exactly.
I mean, you just don't find that at hardly any schools except maybe Central Plains or Central Plains Girls or somebody like that.
What are you going to miss the most about McPherson High basketball when maybe like next December rolls around and those guys are starting the team up again, you're in the middle of college practice? What are you going to miss the most?
Probably, definitely the roundhouse and the fans. You know, we had the best fans in the state, hands down, I think. And it was just great to play in front of a crowd that, you know, really cared for the players. And when we had the town behind our back, it's a great feeling.
Let's take our final break. When we come back, we look ahead to what's coming up for you this fall and coming up next winter with William Jewell. We're back after this. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union and Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Wrapping up today's According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE. Jim Joyner, Steve Sell, and we are joined in studio to wrap up this show with former Bullpup All-Stater Mason Alexander. Mason, for people that don't know what your plans are, you'll be going to William Jewell College in the fall, which is in Liberty, Missouri. I was telling you earlier, once you get to be 21, you're right in the heart of the casino district in North Kansas City. It's a great place to be, Steve.
I wouldn't know.
Isle of Capri, you got Harrah's up there.
There might be some river boats. I would not know.
So just wait till your senior year, or you'll get there, and the basketball guys will go, yeah, we go down to the casinos every now and then. It's a good place to be. What drew you to William Jewell, and what was the recruiting process like for you? Because it wasn't until February that you announced, right?
Yeah. I was definitely the coaches, you know, specifically Coach Williams, who was a head assistant, and recruited me throughout that time because they saw me in July and the summer at the Vegas tournament. And, you know, he just made it clear that I was their number one guy. And he made me feel wanted and that they needed me at the guard position to play heavy minutes when I come in right away. And it just felt like home. I mean, it was a great place. The campus is beautiful.
And William Jewell's had a pretty good program down through the years.
Well, they've got a coach with 900 wins and Larry Holly. So, they've had a pretty good run. What's his style like as a coach, and what do you like about him?
It's run and gun.
There you go.
They're guard heavy, and anyone can play the one. And it was awesome. I just liked watching them play. It kind of reminded me of how we played here at McPherson. It's just get up and down the floor.
Now, what league are they in? Are they in the
Great Lakes Valley Conference?
Okay. Weren't they in the Heart at one point?
They were a Heart of America team.
Right. And then they stepped up.
They used to be a big rival of the Baker Wildcats.
How did Baker do with it?
Now, Baker did not do very well against William Jewell. But, yeah, the Cardinals, they're on a pretty good run right now. What's the incoming freshman class look like with the guys that you'll be coming in with, and what's coming back for William Jewell next year?
Coming back is their two main guards. They'll be seniors, and one really good wing player who will also be a senior. And so those will be the three main guys.
So it sounds like they're really looking for this could be a really big year for
them. It's definitely. They had one of the best starts in their history, going pretty 12-13-0 to start. And they're just looking to build off of that. And I know Coach has told me over and over that he's super excited for this year, as well as I am.
Well, what's the rest of the summer schedule look like for you? Because I know Taylor Robertson is going down to OU here in like 3 or 4 days. I know Ben is already at Western Illinois.
Yep.
So what's the rest of the summer look like for you?
I'll be working out a lot. You know, I've gained about 13 pounds since the season's ended.
That'd be a bad thing for Steve and I.
Yeah. And I'll just go work some camps in June and July for William Jewell and hang out with the guys. And by the time school comes around, we'll be ready to go.
I'm sure you'll be playing a lot of pickup basketball
too. Yeah, a ton.
Well, Mason, we're looking forward to following your career at William Jewell because it was a pretty spectacular career here at McPherson High. 68 games, 673 points, and how about this one? 8th all-time. Those 242 assists. Yeah, just go show that to your dad and say, I was the assistant.
And how many? And what was his record?
Well, Ben's record was 90-9.
Yep.
So, I guess they have to take out 23 wins and take about 2 losses away.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're looking at 60 plus wins and about 6 losses, it's a pretty good high school career.
And I'm sure that's one thing that attracted William Jewell to you.
Yep.
He played for a winning program, and that's what a lot of college coaches look for. That they want guys that are winners, and you definitely fit that bill.
Well, Mason, we hope to see you back at a few games coming up this next season. You'll have a little rooting interest in it with your brother coming on as a sophomore guard, as if he can just get those ankles to not be injured all the time. Your cousin Jake, I think he's looking ahead at a pretty big year.
Yep.
I think those guys are going to have a good year.
I think so too.
They always find a way.
Yeah, when don't they have a good year? So.
But we'll be looking forward to seeing you in the stands. Maybe McPherson Invitational time, you guys will have a down week and you'll be able to make your way back and be screaming in the student section. Well, Mason, we enjoyed having you on today. Enjoy the rest of your summer, and we can't wait to see what happens for you next at William Jewell.
And we'll keep following you, that's for sure.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I know Steve will write some stories here whenever you have your first 20-point game and really light it up at midkansasonline.com. So Mason Alexander on the show with us today. Steve, you're off the hook tomorrow because Casey's hosting with me.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be a fun show. And then Coach Kinnaman's coming in on Thursday. He will recap his KU basketball camp, as well as maybe some NBA Finals watch. I'm sure he's a really big LeBron James fan.
He is a big LeBron fan.
Him and I can talk about that while you can not like LeBron and like Oscar Robinson or somebody.
Jerry West.
There you go. All right, we wrap up today's show. For Mason Alexander, for Steve Sell, I'm Jim Joyner. Thanks for listening to According to Jim. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell was brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union and Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva. Make sure to listen to According to Jim every weekday from 1230 to 1 p.m. right here on 96.7 FM KBBE.